Welcome back. This is an advanced composition lesson on question and answer phrasing in Jungle, inside Ableton Live. The big idea is simple. Jungle isn't built on a cool two-bar loop. It's built on conversation. Drums say something, bass replies. Stabs comment, FX punctuate. And if you get that conversation working, you can repeat material without the listener feeling like you're looping. By the end, you're going to have a 16-bar drop that feels written on purpose. Optional extension to 32 if you want to push it. First, set your tempo. Anywhere from 165 to 172 is fine. I'm going to aim you at 170 BPM, because it's a sweet spot for jungle energy, without feeling rushed. Now do something that sounds boring but changes everything. Set up your roles. Make groups called drums, bass, music, and effects or risers. Then create locators in arrangement view for drop A1, bars 1 through 8, and drop A2, bars 9 through 16. If you're going for 32, add drop B, bars 17 through 32. Here's the mindset shift. You are not composing bar to bar. You are composing in phrases. 4-bar statements. 4-bar responses. That's how jungle communicates structure at high speed. Let's build the question first. Bars 1 to 4. This is the identity statement. This is the tune. Start with your break. Amen, think, or anything in that family works. The advanced workflow in Ableton is slicing. Drop the break into simpler, set it to slice mode. Slice by transient if the recording is clean, or by 1/16 if it's messy or you want strict grid control. Then right-click and slice to a new MIDI track so it becomes a drum rack. Now program a 2-bar jungle loop in MIDI. Then repeat it so it spans 4 bars. Your mission here is to keep the core backbeat stable. That snare on 2 and 4 feeling should anchor the listener, even when the break is busy. Add 1, maybe 2 iconic edits, but only once per 2 bars. This is important. If you edit every bar, nothing feels like an event. Jungle edits only feel big when they're selective. Processing on the break. Keep it simple and purposeful. EQ 8 first. High pass around 25 to 35 Hz to clear subrumble. If the break feels boxy, take a small dip somewhere around 250 to 400 Hz. Then drum bus. Drive around 5 to 15% depending on the sample. Crunch stays light unless you want it really crispy. Boom is optional, but be careful because we want the sub to belong to the bass, not the break. Then a saturator with soft clip on. Drive maybe 2 to 6 dB. That's the blue and aggression. Finish with utility if you need it. Breaks don't need to be super wide. Sometimes pulling width down to around 80 to 100% just tightens the whole center. Quick coach note, think of this question phrase like a sentence that has to stand alone. If bars 1 to 4 don't make sense without anything else, the answer phrase won't save it. Now the question bass motif, still bars 1 to 4. In jungle, bass questions are often rhythmic questions, not melodic ones. Two notes can be enough if the rhythm is confident. Make a bass in operator. Oscillator A. Sign. Keep it clean. If you want a little more definition, add oscillator B quietly with a ratio of 2.0, very low level, like way down around minus 24 dB. Tighten the amp envelope so it releases quickly, maybe 80 to 150 milliseconds. You want it to roll but not smear. On the bass track, use EQ 8 if it's truly a sub-layer. Low pass around 120 to 200 Hz so it stays in its lane. Saturator very subtly, like 1 to 4 dB. Compression optional. And sidechain it from your kick and snare bus. But keep it jungle real. Don't flatten the entire groove. Let the bass breathe around the snare hits, because that snare has priority as part of the genre's grammar. Write the motif with one or two notes. For example, F and AB, or any root and attention note. Then give the phrase a punctuation mark at the end of bar 4. This is the trick that makes question and answer obvious. Don't just loop into bar 5 like nothing happened. Either leave an 8th note gap before bar 5, or hold a note slightly longer, or end on a note that avoids the root so it feels unresolved. Think in syntax, not bars. A comma could be removing a single kick right before the next phrase. A question mark could be a bass note that refuses to resolve to the root. An exclamation could be a crash plus a tiny one-frame silence, like a 1/32 to 1/16 gap, right before the next downbeat. Now add a simple musical hook for the question, still bars 1 to 4. A classic jungle stab works, or a dark chord hit. Use wave eatable or a sampled stab in simpler. Add corpus lightly, like 5 to 15% wet, just to give it an edge. Then a short reverb, under 1.5 seconds, and filter the reverb so it doesn't cloud the low end. High pass the reverb around 300 to 600 Hz. Place the stab sparingly. One hit around bar 2, and one right at the end of bar 4 works great. You're basically asking a question twice, once mid-phrase and once as a setup into the response. Now, bars 5 to 8, the answer. Here's the rule. Variation, not new clutter. The listener should think, same tune but something changed. Like the producer just winked. Start with the drum answer. Pick two variation tactics, not five. Option 1. Alternate break layer. Duplicate your break track or duplicate the MIDI clip. Swap 20 to 40% of hits, especially ghosts. Or simpler, in bar 6, mute one or two slices and replace them with one fast edit in bar 8. Option 2. Micro fill at the end of bar 8. A short 1/16 or 1/32 snare roll leading into bar 9. Keep it short. Edits are impact, not length. Option 3. A hat or tops change. Add a closed hat pattern only in bars 5 to 8. High pass the hat so they live in the air, somewhere around 6 to 10k for the filter point depending on the sample. Add a tiny bit of facer flanger, like 5 to 12%, just enough to create motion without turning it into a special effect. Extra coach note, phrase clarity often lives in the last half bar. If you're cue and don't read, stop obsessing over the whole loop and focus on beat 4 of bar 4 and beat 4 of bar 8. Make those moments different. Even something as small as muting a hat for 1/8, reversing a ghost snare, or dropping the sub for a split second can make the structure obvious. Now the bass answer. Duplicate your bass clip from bars 1 to 4 into bars 5 to 8. We want it related. Then change one parameter as the reply. You can change rhythm. Add an extra offbeat note in bar 6, or change pitch. Move up a fifth or down a minor third for one hit as a response. Or change timbre. Automate a low pass opening slightly, or automate saturation up a touch. In clip view, add velocity variation. If everything is at 127, it's not speaking, it's shouting. And if you're on live 11 or newer, use probability like a human arranger, not a randomizer. Pick one or two ghost notes and set them to something like 40 to 70% probability. Then, and this is the pro move, record or resample a pass you like into arrangement so the final version is intentional, not gambling. If you want a really advanced, tasteful trick, keep the bass notes the same, but change note length rhythm. Question phrase could be mostly eighths and quarters. Answer phrase could include a single dotted eighth, that 3/16 feel, once in bar 6 or 7. It reads like the bass talked back without changing the harmony. Now the music answer. If your question stab hit at bar 4, answer it at bar 6 or bar 8. Use a higher inversion, or shorten the decay, or increase the reverb send slightly only on the answer stab. For example, question hits at 10% send, answer hits at 18. It's the same sound, but it behaves differently, which the listener interprets as response. Now we make it feel intentional with arrangement cues. Two key moments. Bar 4 and bar 8. At bar 4, do a tiny setup. This is your comma or question mark. Mute the kick for an 8th note, or do a quick tape stop style moment, or a tiny filtered whoosh. At bar 8, do a stronger turnaround, snare fill, crash, and a sub gap. The listener should feel, new phrase incoming. Build a dedicated FX track for this, because that keeps your main channels clean. Use noise from operator or a sample, then auto filter. Automate cutoff down into bar 8 to build tension. Add a tight delay, like 1/8 or 1/16. Keep it mono or at least not too wide. Feedback 15 to 30%. Then a longer reverb just for the tail, like 2 to 4 seconds. Finally, use utility to automate gain down right at bar 9 so the tail doesn't smear the next downbeat. Huge warning. FX love to mask the snare. If your reverb or delay return is washing through the snare's core frequencies, around 150 Hz to 5k, your groove will lose impact. Filter your returns. Darker reverb is usually better in jungle anyway. Now you've got an 8-bar loop, 4 bars question, 4 bars answer. Next is bars 9 to 16, the A2. We're going to repeat the structure, but escalate without adding a new song. Plan it like this. Bars 9 to 12 are the question, but slightly more intense than bars 1 to 4. Bars 13 to 16 are the answer, the biggest edits of the section. Pick 3 escalation moves. You can add a ride loop quietly from bar 9. High passed so it's just air and excitement. You can automate your brake saturator drive up by just 1 dB in A2. 1 dB is enough. Subtle automation is the difference between looped and alive. You can introduce a second bass layer only in the answer phrases. Make it mid-bass that never touches the sub. Use Waveatable. Band pass it so it lives around 250 Hz to 3K. Add a touch of redux or saturator for bite, and sidechain it hard so it speaks in the gaps. That way the sub remains the anchor, and the answer feels like the bass opens its mouth to reply. Or you can do call and response between drums and bass directly. In bar 12, let the break do the fill while the bass simplifies. In bar 16, let the bass do the fill or drop out while the drums hold steady. That turn taking is the whole concept. Another advanced trick, micro timing. In the answer phrase, nudge one or two ghost hits late by 5 to 12 milliseconds. Keep the main snare lock dead on. Only ornaments move. That reads as attitude and response without getting sloppy. Let's cover common mistakes so you can dodge them before they happen. Mistake 1. The answer introduces totally new material. If it's a new riff, it doesn't feel like an answer. It feels like a new section. Keep it related. Mistake 2. No space at phrase boundaries. If bar 4 and bar 8 don't breathe, you can't feel structure. Give the listener punctuation. Mistake 3. Over-editing every bar. Too many chops turn into mush. One edit becomes special when surrounded by stability. Mistake 4. Bass and break both talking at once. If the drums are doing a big fill, let the bass simplify, or vice versa. Mistake 5. Effects masking the snare. Filter returns, keep impact. Now a quick 15-minute practice exercise to lock this in. Goal: write a clean 8-bar question and answer drop using only one break rack, one sub-bass and operator, one stab and simpler or wavy-able, and one FX return that has reverb and delay. Constraint 1. In bars 1 to 4, you're allowed only one drum edit total, not one per bar, one total. Constraint 2. In bars 5 to 8, make exactly two changes versus bars 1 to 4, one drum variation and one bass variation. That's it. Constraint 3. Bar 8 must contain a turnaround with a fill and a short gap, then bounce a 16-bar loop. Bars 1 to 8 is your question and answer. Bars 9 to 16 is the repeat with 10% more energy using automation only. No new instruments, no new samples, just your hands on the controls, drive, filter cutoff, hat brightness, mid-bass presence. Before we wrap, here's a final producer mindset. A good jungle drop doesn't necessarily have more parts. It has clearer communication. Questions establish identity. Answers vary placement, tone, and intensity while keeping the theme. And in Ableton, your superpowers are clip duplication, probability, automation, return effects, and drum rack slicing. This audio version is shortened for playback.